This is the web stream of KBOO Portland. KBOO is 100% community supported. If you have not yet become a member, go to the website kboo.fm and click on the tip jar.
Listening to Out Loud. Today we're going to have some pre-recorded national queer news, and then the next half hour we'll have some music. I'm Robin Shanti. Thanks for joining me today.
So I'm here being all confessional, and I guess I just have a sudden urge to say something that I've never really been able to air in public. So declaration.
Homosexuality is just another shade of sexuality. It is no better, no worse than anything else. Our children are as good as anybody's, and we love our children.
Welcome to This Way Out, the international lesbian and gay radio magazine. I'm Greg Gordon. Pardon some technical challenges that limit our production options this week. It may be a bit rough around the edges, but the show will go on because thousands protest gay rights in Hong Kong and marriage equality in France. Movie icon Jodie Foster goes on a golden outing, and words of wisdom from P-Flag's first mom. All that and more this week, now that you've discovered This Way Out.
I'm Chris Wilson.
And I'm Jason Proctor.
With News Wrap, a summary of some of the news in or affecting the lesbian and gay community for the week ending January 19th, 2013. LGBT rights in Hong Kong were dealt two body blows this week, but advocates redoubled their efforts to win equality. Tens of thousands rallied near government buildings in Tamar Park on January 13th to protest possible legislation to ban discrimination based on sexual orientation. Estimates of the crowd, organized by several Christian churches, ranged from 15,000 to 50,000 people. Organizer Reverend Jason Tam claimed that such an anti-bias law would infringe on the freedom of speech of religious people and institutions that oppose homosexuality on moral grounds. But Hong Kong's Narrow Road Church held a nearby counter-rally to support their LGBT friends and family. Tak Chi Tam said his small group wanted to provide an alternative voice of the Christian community, and to show that not all Christians are homophobic.
The Hong Kong government announced 3 days later that it would not be conducting a public consultation on discrimination against sexual minorities. The Legislative Council rejected a motion to do that in early November. Hong Kong Chief Executive C.Y. Leung rebuffed equality advocates, who had hoped he'd revive the idea, saying during an annual policy address that, "This is a highly controversial issue which must be tackled cautiously. We will continue to listen to different views from various sectors. At present, we have no plan to conduct consultation."
LGBT activists held a rally of their own right after the policy address to call for Leung's ouster. According to Gay Star News, a band at the rally performed a song called F-U-C-Y, and organizers tore up paper copies of the policy address and burned them. Three Hong Kong-based LGBT rights groups then announced the formation of a coalition to push for legal reform. And a new group called the Big Love Alliance was created by a few Legislative Council supporters and homegrown Out and Proud pop stars Anthony Wong and Denise Ho. Celebrity allies Zhao Shun and Vivian Westwood quickly joined the campaign, whose slogan is "No legislation is discrimination." A Facebook page for Big Love Alliance that went up on January 11th had already received more than 11,000 likes less than a week later.
Tens of thousands of people also took to the streets of Paris on January 13th to protest government legislation that is expected to open civil marriage and adoption to France's same-gender couples. Estimates of the crowd varied widely, ranging from 120,000 to what organizers claimed was 800,000. According to reports, five high-speed trains and more than 900 buses brought protesters from provincial towns into the French capital. The government of Socialist President François Hollande approved a marriage equality and adoption rights proposal in early November, Analysts say there are enough votes in Parliament to approve the legislation. Debate is scheduled to begin in late January, and polls show that a majority of French voters support the bill. To the surprise of no one, the Roman Catholic Church is strongly opposed. But President Hollande told a group of religious leaders during a meeting earlier this month that he would not renege on his campaign promise to bring civil marriage equality to France this year. He did agree to drop a provision in the bill that would have allowed same-gender couples access to medically assisted procreation.
The openly gay mayor of Paris, Bertrand Delanoy, has sent a bill to organizers of the anti-equality rally for 100,000 euros, about $133,000, for damages to public property and cleanup costs. Meanwhile, the president of America's homophobic National Organization for Marriage, Brian Brown, still stinging from defeats at the ballot box in four U.S. states in November, was in Paris this week to help organize that city's anti-equality rally. And according to a report by Good As You blogger Jeremy Hooper, a website ostensibly created by French opponents of marriage equality calling for a public referendum on the issue, which Hollande's government has rejected as unconstitutional, was in fact created by the same tech guy who does all of the web work for the U.S. National Organization for Marriage. And at the Vatican, on the same day of the anti-rights rallies in Hong Kong and Paris, a Ukrainian feminist group made headlines by demonstrating topless at St. Peter's Square in support of gay rights during Pope Benedict XVI's weekly prayer.
The leader of the anti-gay Australian Christian lobby says that Prime Minister Julia Gillard, who also opposes civil marriage equality, has assured him that a new human rights and anti-discrimination bill will allow religious groups to continue to discriminate against LGBT people. Current anti-bias laws in Australia allow religious organizations, including schools and hospitals, to refuse to hire a person to avoid injury to the religious sensitivities of the adherents of the religion. A spokesperson for Attorney General Nicola Roxon told The Age this week that religious exemptions for workplace anti-discrimination statutes would continue with the new law. But out independent MP Alex Greenwich told the newspaper that the Prime Minister has a duty to protect those affected by discrimination, not those practicing it.
And the European Court of Human Rights ruled on January 15th that discrimination against lesbians and gay men could not be justified by religious belief. In separate cases, the court upheld the firing of a British city registrar who, as a devout Christian, refused to officiate at the civil partnership ceremony of a same-gender couple, and of a counselor at a UK sex therapy and relationship counseling organization who refused to see gay and lesbian couples for the same religious reasons. Ben Summerskill of the UK's leading LGBT rights organization Stonewall said the ruling rightly confirms that it's completely unacceptable in 2013 for public servants to pick and choose who they want to serve on the basis of sexual orientation. To the surprise of no one, the Roman Catholic Church condemned the ruling. Vatican Foreign Minister Archbishop Dominique Mamberti said during a radio interview that, regarding morally controversial subjects such as abortion or homosexuality, freedom of consciences must be respected. There's a 3-month window for opponents of the Eurocourt ruling to file an appeal.
The U.S. government settled a class action lawsuit out of court last week, filed on behalf of servicemen and women who had been honorably discharged for being gay or lesbian, but who received only half of the separation pay given to those honorably discharged for other reasons. Richard Collins, the lead plaintiff in Collins versus United States, was stationed at Cannon Air Force Base in New Mexico. He was honorably discharged in 2006 after 9 years of service, after being spotted by a co-worker kissing his boyfriend in their car at a traffic intersection off base. Collins was represented by the American Civil Liberties Union, which said it also represented more than 180 former service members who, like Collins, were denied the same separation pay given to other honorably discharged personnel. Defense Department policy on the disparity was among several related issues that weren't addressed when Don't Ask, Don't Tell was officially repealed in 2011. Last week's settlement restores to Collins and to others in the class 100% of the separation pay they should have received. according to the terms of the settlement, which applies to all such discharges since November 2004, the U.S. government will also contact all eligible service members to notify them that they are eligible to opt in to the class action settlement.
The Republican leadership of the U.S. House of Representatives upped the ante again this week in their ongoing legal defense of DOMA, the Defense of Marriage Act. That's the 1996 law that denies more than 1,000 benefits of marriage to legally wed same-gender couples, even from states that allow them. The U.S. Supreme Court will hear oral arguments on the legality of DOMA in March. The Obama administration decided in early 2011 to stop defending the law after concluding that its key provisions are unconstitutional. Several federal court rulings, before and since, have agreed with that assessment. But Speaker John Boehner's House majority stepped in after the Obama exit, and this week doubled to $3 million the amount it had originally allotted for DOMA's defense. Calling it an unnecessary and futile legal battle, a letter to Boehner, signed by Democratic Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi and others, criticized the GOP's willingness to spend millions of taxpayer dollars defending an unpopular law, while at the same time opposing tax increases for the highest income earners in the country. It is the height of hypocrisy for House Republicans to waste public funds in one breath, the letter said, and then claim the mantle of fiscal responsibility in the next.
And finally, while overshadowed by the coming-out spotlight on Golden Globe honoree Jodie Foster, popular character actor Victor Garber told Greg in Hollywood blogger Greg Hernandez this week what he said almost everyone who knows him knows, that he's a gay man who's been in a long-term relationship in New York with well-known artist Rainier Andreessen. The multi-talented Canadian-born Garber, who once starred as Jesus in the Broadway musical Godspell, plays Canadian ambassador Ken Taylor on the big screen in the current Oscar contender Argo. He was the head of a major law firm in the quirky but all too short-lived singing and dancing television drama series Eli Stone, and was Jack Bristow, the protective father of the lead female character on the popular TV spy series Alias. Garber told Hernandez that he'll next be seen with Andreessen by his side at the upcoming Screen Actors Guild Awards, where Argo is nominated for Outstanding Ensemble Cast in a Motion Picture.
That's News Wrap for the week ending January 19th, 2013. Follow the news in your area and around the world. An informed community is a strong community.
News Wrap was written by Greg Gordon, recorded at the studios of KPFK Los Angeles, and produced by Steve Pride.
News Wrap from This Way Out is brought to you by you.
Help keep This Way Out on the air at thiswayout.org, where you can also read the text of this newscast. I'm Jason Proctor.
And I'm Chris Wilson.
Hi, this is Greg Louganis, and you're listening to This Way Out, the International Lesbian and Gay Radio Magazine.
We've got a touching tribute to P. Feig's first parent later in the program. Veteran movie maker Jodie Foster, who's done critically acclaimed work in front of and behind the camera for nearly five decades, finally broke her lesbian silence while accepting the Hollywood Foreign Press Association's Cecil B. DeMille Lifetime Achievement Award at the Golden Globe Awards in Los Angeles on January 13th. It was the first time Foster has spoken publicly about what had been an open secret to many. Nevertheless, acknowledging her sexual orientation to a worldwide television audience during a sometimes rambling thank you speech seemed to have been a last-minute decision.
So while I'm here being all confessional, and I guess I just have a sudden urge to say something that I've never really been able to air in public, so declaration that I'm a little nervous about, but maybe not quite as nervous as my publicist right now, huh, Jennifer? You know, I'm just gonna put it out there, right? Loud and proud, right? So, I'm gonna need your support on this. I am, single. Yes, I am. I am single. No, I'm kidding. But, I mean, I'm not really kidding, but I'm kind of kidding. I mean, thank you for the enthusiasm. Can I get a wolf whistle or something? Please. Jesus. Seriously. I hope that you're not disappointed that there won't be a big coming out speech tonight, because I already did my coming out about 1,000 years ago, back in the Stone Age, in those very quaint days when a fragile young girl would open up to trusted friends and family, co-workers, and then gradually, proudly, to everyone who knew her, to everyone she actually met. But now, apparently, I'm told that every celebrity is expected to honor the details of their private life with a press conference, a fragrance, and a primetime reality show. And, you know, you guys might be surprised, but I am not Honey Boo Boo Child. No, I'm sorry, that's just not me. It never was, and it never will be. But please don't cry, because my reality show would be so boring. I would have to make out with Marion Cotillard, or I'd have to spank Daniel Craig's bottom, you know, just to stay on the air. It's, you know, not bad work. You can get it, though. But seriously, if you had been a public figure from the time that you were a toddler, if you'd had to fight for a life that felt real and honest and normal against all odds, then maybe then you too might value privacy above all else. Privacy. Someday, in the future, people will look back and remember how beautiful it once was. I have given everything up there from the time that I was 3 years old. That's reality show enough, don't you think? There are a few secrets to keeping your psyche intact over such a long career. The first, love people and stay beside them. That table over there, 222, way out in Idaho, Paris, Stockholm, that one next to the bathroom with all the unfamous faces, the very same faces for all these years. My acting agent, Joe Funicello. Joe, do you believe it? What, 38 years we've been working together, even though he doesn't count the first eight? Matt Saver, Pat Kingsley, Jennifer Allen, Grant Nyman, and his uncle Jerry Borak, may he rest in peace. Lifers, my family of friends here tonight and at home. And of course, Mel Gibson, you know you saved me too. There is no way I could ever stand here without acknowledging one of the deepest loves of my life, my heroic co-parent, my ex-partner in love, but righteous soul sister in life, my confessor, ski buddy, consigliere, most beloved BFF of 20 years, Sydney Bernard. Thank you, Sid. I am so proud of our modern family, our amazing sons, Charlie and Kit, who are my reason to breathe and to evolve, my blood and soul. And boys, in case you didn't know it, this song, like all of this, this song is for you. This brings me to the greatest influence of my life, my amazing mother, Evelyn. Mom, I know you're inside those blue eyes somewhere, and that there are so many things that you won't understand tonight, but this is the only important one to take in. I love you, I love you, I love you. And I hope that if I say this three times, it will magically and perfectly enter into your soul, fill you with grace and the joy of knowing that you did good in this life. You're a great mom. Please take that with you when you're finally okay to go. You see, Charlie and Kit, sometimes mom, your mom loses it too. And I can't help but get moony, you know. This feels like the end of one era and the beginning of something else. Scary and exciting. And now what? Well, I may never be up on the stage again, on any stage for that matter. Change. You gotta love it. I will continue to tell stories, to move people by being moved, the greatest job in the world. It's just that from now on, I may be holding a different talking stick, and maybe it won't be as sparkly. Maybe it won't open on 3,000 screens. Maybe it will be so quiet and delicate that only dogs can hear it whistle. But it will be my writing on the wall. Jodie Foster was here. I still am. And I want to be seen, to be understood deeply, and to be not so very lonely. Thank you, all of you, for the company. Here's to the next 50 years.
Reactions to Jodie Foster's golden outing were mixed, though generally favorable. Some in the LGBT community criticized her for never actually saying the words lesbian or gay, but to others that was a minor quibble. As the National Center for Lesbian Rights leading legal eagle Kate Kendall tweeted, she was afraid, she was nervous, she was doing the thing we have all done with palms sweating and breath shallow, coming out and unsure where we step next. Of course, most of us don't have 2 billion witnesses.
Hello, I'm Carol.
And I'm Maria.
And together we're Zrazy. And we're crazy about This Way Out, the international lesbian and gay radio magazine.
Parents, families, and friends of lesbians and gays, widely known simply as PFLAG, always get some of the loudest cheers at LGBT pride parades. It began when the group's founding mother, Jean Manford, proudly marched with her son at New York's Christopher Street Liberation Day Parade in 1972. Jean Manford died in her Daly City, California home on January 8th at the age of 92. Rachel Maddow delivered a heartfelt eulogy on her MSNBC cable show a few days later.
I am an openly gay person. I have been out since I was a teenager. And that means I have done my share of time at gay pride parades, which happen every year all over the country in May and June. And even though I have been to roughly a gazillion of these things, and even though in some ways they are all the same and I have seen them all before, I'm here, I'm queer, I'm used to it. Honestly, the mere idea that I might see something like this again at a gay pride parade, one particular thing about gay pride parades, makes me weep like the Dickens every time I so much as even think about it. These are the parents of gay people marching in gay pride parades, just to say that they love their kids, basically. Makes me cry every time. And my parents love me. This isn't born out of any personal hardship or something. But seeing those straight parents out there on the street saying, yeah, I'm here in this parade publicly because I love my kid and I am not ashamed, kills me every time. Anyway, the reason this exists, the reason this phenomenon exists in America, the reason there are all these totally normal average moms and dads out there with this dignified, remarkable, tears-inducing public proclamation of love for their kids is because of this specific incident, this moment in time. This is the first time it ever happened. This is 1972. The woman at the front there, in the sort of center of your screen on the left side, that's Jean Manford. Her son Morty was gay, and she made that sign herself. You can read the sign. It says, "Parents of gays, unite in support for our children." And she held that sign and marched with her son in this parade in 1972. She did not belong to any group. She was not there with anybody other than her kid. But she did not like the way that her gay son had been treated in public, and she was not ashamed of him. And so she decided to make that sign and appeal to other parents who she knew were out there. And she just marched alongside him in that parade in Greenwich Village in 1972. Now, Jean Manford, when she did that, she later said that she thought that the screaming and cheering that she was hearing from the crowd as she proceeded down the parade route, she thought those screams and cheers were for the famous Dr. Benjamin Spock, who was marching just behind her in the parade. But as the parade progressed and all the screaming, cheering people started to crowd around her, she realized the screaming and the cheering was for her. As we marched the parade route, she said, so many people came up and hugged me and cried and talked about their own parents. After that parade, Jean Manford said her phone rang and rang. She got calls from gay people who wanted her to talk to their parents. She got phone calls from other parents of gay kids who just wanted themselves to talk with her. And in 1973, she convened the first meeting of the group that would later become known as PFLAG, Parents, Families, and Friends of Lesbians and Gays. Jean Manford marched alone in 1972. She formed the group in 1973. And by 1978, Jean Manford found herself unwittingly the leader of a movement.
The most important thing is communication, love in a family, understanding, and respect. And so many, of course, you know, when the parents come, they are full of guilt, they're ashamed, they don't want to tell the neighbors. And we try to relax them. We can understand their initial trauma, the surprise, but we try to let them know that homosexuality is just another shade of sexuality. It is no better, no worse than anything else. Our children are as good as anybody's, and we love our children, and they love us. All the parents love their children. And there is certainly the most important thing in our lives is to see that our children are happy. And I don't care if anybody know what people know personally, because my son is more important to me than the gossip that might go around the neighborhood or among people. And people, my friends, I have many, respect me and understand, and they feel as I do. They respect my son, And they, in fact, when they see things that are not right, they will write to protest because they realize that I have helped educate them and they are educating other people.
That was Jean Manford speaking on the Today Show in 1978. The organization that she founded in the 70s is a national nonprofit today with 350 affiliates. It started as this one lady carrying a sign in public to support her one son, and it became a powerful grassroots thing. It became a big cultural advance in our country on this as a civil rights issue, an advance that's widely credited as a key development in this movement for those civil rights more broadly. Watch this.
Soon after the protests at Stonewall, 40 years ago, the phone rang in the home of a soft-spoken elementary school teacher named Jean Manford. It was 1 a.m, and it was the police. Now, her son, Morty, had been at the Stonewall the night of the raids. Ever since, he had felt within him a new sense of purpose. So when the officer told Jean that her son had been arrested, which was happening often to gay protesters, she was not entirely caught off guard. And then the officer added one more thing. And you know, he's homosexual. Well, that police officer sure was surprised when Jean responded, "Yes, I know. Why are you bothering him?" And not long after, Jean would be marching side by side with her son through the streets of New York. She carried a sign that stated her support. People cheered. Young men and women ran up to her, kissed her, and asked her to talk to their parents. And this gave Jean and Morty an idea. And so after that march, on the anniversary of the Stonewall protests, amidst the violence and the vitriol of a difficult time for our nation, Jean and her husband Jules, two parents who loved their son deeply, formed a group to support other parents and in turn to support their children as well. At the first meeting Jean held in 1973, about 20 people showed up. But slowly, interest grew. Morty's life, tragically, was cut short by AIDS, but the cause endured. And today, the organization they founded for parents, families, and friends of lesbians and gays has more than 200,000 members and supporters. It's made a difference for countless families across America.
That was President Obama speaking at the Human Rights Campaign dinner in 2009. This week, Jean Manford, the founder of Parents, Families, and Friends of, here I go, Friends of Lesbians and Gays, passed away. She was 92 years old, and everybody cried, including me on TV, like usual.
That was a tribute to PFLAG founder Jean Manford on MSNBC's The Rachel Maddow Show. Manford's daughter, Suzanne Swan, told reporters that she is known to thousands of people as the mother of the straight ally movement. But to me, she was my mother.
Mother, mother, keep me safe from harm. Come into my room tonight and hold me in your arms. For I am still your shining child.
Thanks for tuning in to This Way Out, the International Gay and Lesbian Radio Magazine. This week, Chris Wilson and Jason Proctor contributed program material. Thanks also to Steve Pride and to J.D. Doyle. Diana Ross and Chris Williamson performed the music you heard. This Way Out is funded by a grant from the Yavanna Foundation and by our generous listener sponsors. Thank you. For Associate Producer Lucia Chappell and all of us at This Way Out, I'm Greg Gordon. Thanks for listening online at thiswayout.org and on KYRS Medical Lake, Spokane, Washington, 4CCC Warwick, Queensland, WWUH West Hartford, Connecticut, and more than 200 other stations around the world, including this community radio station. Stay tuned.
And we're back to the KBOO studio right now. I'm Robin Shanti. This is Out Loud, a wonderful queer show that comes to you every week at from 6 to 7 p.m. And if you'd like to volunteer and become a part of our collective, we would love to have you. You could check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/KBOOOutloud, or if you'd like to send an email, outloudradio@gmail.com. And I'm going to start off with some music from Elton John.
Which road am I on? Which road? darkness. Bring them from the dark. Bring them all and bring them all and bring them all and bring them all and bring them all into my heart. Bring them all and bring them all and bring them all and bring them all and bring them all into my heart. Bring them from the caverns. Bring them from the heights. From the shadows, stand them in the light. Bring them all in, bring them all in, bring them all in, bring them all in, bring them all into my heart. Bring them all in, bring them all in, bring them all in, bring them all in, bring them all into my heart. Bring them out of Purda. Bring them out of storm. Lay them at my door. Bring them all in, bring them all in, bring them all in, bring them all in, bring them all into my heart. Bring them all in, bring them all in, bring them all in, bring them all in, bring them all into my heart. Bring them all in, 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 bring them all into my heart. Bring them all in, bring them all in, bring them all in, bring them all in, bring them all into my heart. Bring the unforgiven. Bring the unredeemed. Bring the lost and nameless. Let them all be seen. Bring them out of exile. Bring them out of sleep. Bring them to the portal. Lay them at my feet.
Bring them all and bring them all and bring them all and bring them all and bring them all into my heart.
I am hungry, how are you? You say that every lie came true. I will hold you anyway, and you'll grow strong and leave one day. Is there any other way? Look desire in its face. Watch it eat and leave no trace. With such delicious fear, bruises from a starving hand, just the ache I understand. After you have swallowed me, who do you think you will be? You'll be you and I'll be me. Still I will lay my body down, and in your many voices drown. All we are underneath were dark and cruel. And I am hungry, how are you? You say that every lie came true. I will hold you anyway, and you'll grow strong and leave one day. Is there any more to say? But take the front door, leave just once, and don't return, there are no chances pending. If you want to live this way, only those like you will play, and they never play to stay.
Was Laura Nero live at the Bottom Line with Emmy. Before that, we heard Farron with I Am Hungry, Not a Still Life is the name of that CD. From the Waylon Jennies, we heard Bring 'Em All In. And up top, we started off with an oldie but goodie from Elton John from Tumbleweed Connection and a song, Where To Now, St. Peter. Well, this is Out Loud, GLBTQ weekly show that comes to you with news and information and music. And I'm Robin Shanti. I usually host, usually on the fifth, what is it, the fifth Tuesday of the month, but here today instead. And we're going to continue on with some live music from the Indigo Girls. And this is World Falls.
Being, traveling through the country and camping and being in many different situations. And it's about that.
The stone strapped onto my back. I'm coming home with the burning hope, turning all my blues black. I'm looking for a sacred hand to carve into my stone. The ghosts of comfort's angel's breath keep this life inside my chest. This world falls on me. Dreams of immortality. The world was too much for me. The jar had said, don't let go. Plant the seeds and watch them grow. I've slept in rainy canyon dens. Cold drips to my skin. I always wake to find a face. Blue as they march by.
All-Stars play when the Saints go marching in. A second line forms and they wave white hankies in the wind. Satchmo takes a solo, he flashes his million-dollar smile. Marie Laveau promenades with Oscar Wilde. Big funky Stella twirls her little red umbrella to the beat as the soul parade winds its way down Eternity Street. Souls ain't born, souls don't die. Soul ain't made of earth, ain't made of water, ain't made of sky. So ride that flaming serpent, wind the golden ring, and roll on, brother, in the wheel, inside the wheel. Mardi Gras Indians chant in the streets at sundown. Spy boy meets spy boy, big chief meets big chief uptown. They circle and sway in their rainbow-colored feathers and beads. How they prance like peacocks, children of slavery free. Souls ain't born, souls don't die. Soul ain't made of earth, ain't made of water, ain't made of sky. Ride that flaming circle, wind the golden ring, and roll on, brother, in the wheel, inside the wheel. Crew to crossbones parades into the midnight sun. They march through the fire, come out beating homemade drums. While the French Quarter queens in their high heel drag disguise sing over the rainbow till Judy Garland quivers and sighs. Souls ain't born, souls don't die. Soul ain't made of earth, ain't made of water, ain't made of sky. Ride that flaming circle, wind the golden ring, and roll on, brother, in the wheel, inside the wheel. There's a party tonight, all the girls are gonna be there, sipping wormwood concoctions, drinking absinthe, talking trash. It's a red carpet, black tie, all night celestial bash. Souls ain't born, souls don't die. Soul ain't made of earth, ain't made of water, ain't made of sky. Ride that flaming circle, wind that golden
inside the wheel.
Some music from Mary Gaucher. You might have seen her name around. It's spelled G-A-U-T-H-I-E-R, but pronounced Gaucher. That was Wheel Inside the Wheel, song she wrote for Portland's own Dave Carter back in the day. And the Indigo Girls started that set off with World Falls from their album 1200 Curfews. I'm Robin Shanti. Thanks so much for listening to Out Loud today. And just want to remind you again, if you're interested in volunteering to produce some shows for Out Loud, you can give us a call. Oh, actually, don't give us a call. Send us an email at outloudradio@gmail.com. And I'm going to leave you with some music from Lou Reed. And stay tuned for Hard Knock Radio.
Holly came from Miami, FLA, hitchhiked away across USA. Plucked her eyebrows on the way, shaved her legs, and then he was a she. She says, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. Said, hey honey, take a walk on the wild side. Candy came from out on the island. In the back room, she was everybody's darling. But she never lost her head, even when she was given head. She says, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. Said, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. And the colored girls go do 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 do. Gave it away. Everybody had to pay and pay. A hustle here and a hustle there. New York City is the place where they said, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. I said, hey Joe, take a walk.
This KBOO program is made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from Portland's Gay Yellow Pages, providing a resource guide of openly gay-friendly businesses, organizations, and services since 1996. New mobile applications available for iPhone and Android. For more information, you can visit pdxgyp.com.
2, 3, 4. Y'all ready for this?
Ladies and gentlemen.
94.1.
What you see here is history. It's history. Never been done before. Never been done in this before. Country. In this country.
KPFA.
What up, everybody? Welcome to another edition of Hard Knock Radio. Davey D hanging out with you this afternoon. On today's show, we talk with former political prisoner Daruba Bin Wahad about what is going on in Mali, what is going on in Algeria, and what our collective responsibilities are when we choose sides in foreign affairs. All that and more coming up after the afternoon headlines.
You're listening to WIN, Workers Independent News, a production of Diversified Media Enterprises. I'm Doug Cunningham. As the nation honored Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s legacy on Monday, the labor movement and the civil rights movement commemorated the solidarity that they share in the struggle for justice. In Memphis, during the sanitation workers' strike, just before an assassin's bullet struck him down, Dr. King talked about dignity for workers in Memphis and in the United States.
You are demanding that this city will respect